KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are in studio with Justin Pearson. He's the lead pastor of Restore Church here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're located right across the street from the fairgrounds, across the racetrack against Louisiana, 136 Louisiana Boulevard.
Yes, that's correct.
We got your location down.
Yeah.
Dee Dee Jones is the founder and executive director of Alongside Ministry, and she's with Michelle Rodarte, the assistant executive director. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us back on.
Dee Dee, it's all yours.
Oh.
I'm teasing her because Dee Dee is she told me she's introverted, so I told her I would just pitch the show to her. Sorry, I just, the temptation was too much.
Thank you, Jim.
You know how it goes. But you've been on a lot. You've done a lot on our show, and our listeners are very interested in what you're doing. Tell us about Alongside Ministries.
Well, Alongside is a pro-life, pro-single mom, pro-family ministry. The heart of our ministry is about relationships. So we provide mentor moms to women who may be facing an unplanned pregnancy and to single moms in our community. We also do some financial assistance by providing diapers and wipes. We've done baby items. Sometimes we've had women move into apartments, and we've blessed them with donated furniture and different things like that. We do some limited case management. We try to find partners in our community so we can build connection and community for our mentees. So we're excited to be here to tell you about some of the things we've been up to.
And one of your partners is Restore Church.
That's right.
Justin, tell us a little bit about Restore Church.
Yeah, we are a pretty new church. We've been around since August of 2020. We started and launched right in the beginning of the pandemic, and we've been right there at the corner of Central and Louisiana almost the whole time. Another church in the neighborhood graciously let us use their building for a little while. For a long time, we were called Anchor South, but we just relaunched with the new name Restore Church. We're seeking gospel restoration in the International District, and part of that is seeking partners who we can love and serve alongside, and that's how we got connected with Alongside.
Well, you're in an area of Albuquerque where there are people of lower income living, and we do have a lot of poverty in our entire state. So, Dee Dee, are there just a lot of people that need help? And maybe people that are listening now are thinking, oh, well, we're only helping people of a certain qualification. But that's not the case, right?
No. We don't have any criteria for being a part of Alongside other than you have to have a baby and diapers, right? And you have to agree to meet with your mentor. That's, there's very little, things
so
that...
Are a lot of the women that are having babies, maybe they didn't have real good parenting. Maybe they didn't have any support from their parents. And that's a sad commentary, but you're coming alongside women that want to break cycles, right?
Right.
You're breaking cycle and helping moms not only to be great moms, but maybe they can also get some vocational training and actually have a life. That's one of the big arguments that I always hear from so-called pro-choice people is that, oh, if you have a baby, your life is over. You can't do anything. And that's not true, is it?
Right, right. Yes. We have a couple of mentees who are actually in our program. One is working on her master's in mm-hmm. accounting. We have another mentee in our program. She's currently working at for a lawyer, and she's also taking CPA classes through CNM. Mm-hmm. So, no.
Yes.
Your life isn't over once you have a baby. So, right.
Well, yeah, it's just beginning. I mean, I have five children, mm-hmm. and, God's blessed us tremendously. But, I thought it was a bit much to have five children. It really was. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't give any of them back. And as I've said before, I always like to say I have four great children and one other. I only say that for my daughter, Abby, who's engineering our program tonight. They always go, I'm not that one other dad, right? Michelle, why are you working with Alongside Ministry? You're the assistant executive director, and it's a neat ministry for you.
I actually met Dee Dee at Convoy of Hope, and she approached me about working with the ministry. Took me a while to reach out to her, but when I did, I was actually regretful that I hadn't done it sooner. Having been a single mom years ago, I have the life experience, unfortunately, but it turned out to be a blessing to work with the ministry. So I volunteered for a couple of years, and then she approached me about contracting with the ministry. So I really love being able to share my experiences, but the hands-on in God and seeing how God has used that experience, where I can never think that he would use something good out of that difficult time, to fast forward to having the understanding, empathy, compassion for the moms that we work with.
Yes.
So
tell me about your partnership with Restore. What kinds of things are you doing together in those neighborhoods?
Yeah, well, we first got connected. My wife wanted to be a mentor, but it didn't work out with her work schedule. But one of her coworkers was talking about how their family had helped with Christmas gifts, with alongside. And so I reached out and to see, was there an opportunity to help with Christmas gifts? And they said, no, those are all covered, but we need some food boxes to be filled. And so they gave us a list, and our little church was able to help get food boxes together. And then we just started talking about what we could do more. They mentioned that a large number of their mentees are in our neighborhood, and so it's just a great opportunity to connect and love on people in our neighborhood where we are. And so we started talking, and Dee Dee's husband, Paul, just had this heart for the sons of these mentees. And so, Dee Dee, do you want to just talk a little bit about Paul's heart in that?
Yeah. So, you know, I frequently recruit my husband to come and be the furniture mover. He's, like, installed dryers and washers and various things in our mentees, you know, apartments or whatever. And so what we kind of noticed is that if there was a young boy in the household, they were like magnets to my husband. And they would be like, well, what tool are you using? And, you know, can I help you? And they just really were craving attention from my husband. And so we have long felt like that was an area of need. But we didn't really know how to address that because, you know, Alongside is basically a woman's ministry, right, to other women. But we could see that there was this very huge need, and we didn't know, like, well, how do we address that? We don't have a venue. We don't have a ton of men volunteers. Like, what would that look like if we were going to try to do something for the young boys in these households? So
so your husband's working 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Besides his regular job.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sure he would say that's accurate. Yes. So anyway, so we just kind of, you know, after kind of brainstorming, we kind of came up with this idea that maybe we would have events where we could have a group of these young boys come to a venue, and we would have Christian men doing guy activities, you know, and that might mean building. If they're a little older, that could mean learning to change the oil in a car at some point, you know, different things like that. So that's nice. What we were kind of thinking would be a nice kind of way to maybe meet that need that we were seeing.
Well, I'm going to give you one little hint that you might really be interested in. Sagebrush Church next Saturday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, is having their annual car show. And one of their ministries is called Pit Stop, and they will take single moms and they will fix your car.
Right.
So, I mean, it's amazing stuff that they do. So the car show is to raise money for that ministry and other ministries at the church, but fun place to go for mentees and
right.
mentors.
Right.
And by the way, I think it's really good for women to learn how to change a tire and how to do some of those different things. I've worked a little bit with that with my daughters. In fact, I need to give them a refresher course because they probably have not done much since I initially showed them some of that. Good stuff, good stuff. And are you using the church for some of that activity?
Yeah, so we've had our first event just a few weeks ago, and we don't have a big church, but we do have a place that we were able to offer, and we had some of our men and even some of our women come and volunteer and serve with the little boys, and we found some birdhouse kits that Alongside supplied, and we just hung out with the boys and painted and put together these birdhouse kits and chased the boys around. And it was just a blast. We pulled out beanbag toss games, and the little boys were just loving that. And we just got to hang out with them at our church building and just provide a nice safe space where we could hang out and have some fun and do these activities with the boys.
I bet you they'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
It was, I thought it was just a wonderful day. And just to kind of piggyback on something Justin said, you know, that area of town, there's not a lot of places that families can go for free, right? So the parks, I mean, we had a mentee who was living in that neighborhood who, she had like a little courtyard outside of her apartment, but she couldn't let her kids out side to play in that little courtyard because they would find used needles. So there's just not, there's not a lot of space, you know, so we were so happy for, you know, to hear from Pastor Justin and his heart and wanting to be really hands-on with the people in that neighborhood, you know, so we just appreciate him. So,
well, and is the event called Boys Build It Mom's Spa Day?
For now.
Our informal title.
Now tell me what the moms do. I mean, what's a spa day? Is it just a chance for them maybe, to not have to babysit their baby and do something fun for themselves?
That's exactly what it turned into. The moms were able to just be a mom without the responsibility of their kids. They were in the next room. The guys took care of the kids. They ran and got their food. They, you know, took them to the mom if they needed the bathroom. The moms were able to get makeup applied, get their hair done. We had some massage equipment there. Mm-hmm. Nails.
Yeah.
It was just so nice to see them just sitting and relaxing. And then we also had some sponsorship from Personalities Plus, and they provided purses through Dee Dee's mother-in-law, and they were just filled with all kinds of goodies. And the moms are just so, so thankful. And we had gift bags for them also. So they left truly blessed, and just the fact that they got to just relax for a couple of hours. I mean, that was amazing. One little boy ran out and, or he asked the guys, can I go tell my mom something? And ran out. They said, Mom, I just love you. And just ran back. He was so excited. He didn't want to leave. Mm. He was so excited. And it was really, they were blessed, but we were blessed as well.
You know, as people are listening right now, we're talking about some pretty simple things.
Absolutely.
And people might be listening going, I never realized how much that would mean to a family, these simple things. And so how can people support your ministry?
Well, always, you know, financial donations are helpful. You know, we'd like to do more of these types of events, and, you know, that takes money to buy birdhouse kits or whatever we're going to do. We also provided a meal for the families and for our volunteers. And then, you know, we did nails and makeup and different things like that. So, you know, there is an expense to it. And, you know, there's also a need for volunteers,
sure,
right?
Sure. Alongsideabq.com is your website.
Yes.
Is there information about upcoming events and plans?
There isn't, but you can go, there's a section where you can email us interest, you know, in volunteering and things like that. So you can contact us through that ministry.
Justin, how did you find out about Alongside? Was that through your wife?
Yeah, through my wife. I don't even remember exactly how she had found out about it. Maybe through CareNet or something like that. And she wanted to be able to be a mentor, but just with her work schedule, it hasn't worked out yet. But she connected us. And so then I just got the ball rolling and reached out about how we could partner or connect.
I love it. We're talking this afternoon with Justin Pearson. He's the lead pastor of Restore Church, and they're partnering with Alongside Ministries. We have D.D. Jones and Michelle Rodarte with Alongside. I'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and more will make that happen. Call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or connect online at acchkids.org.
Women play a huge role in the biblical narrative. From Eve to Esther to Bathsheba to Priscilla, we find stories of faith and failings. Lenya Heitzig explores four queens of the Bible in her new teaching series.
Here's where we see Bernice. sitting right by his side. Unfortunately, Bernice is going to go with the flow, succumb to peer pressure, and remain silent.
Hear more from Lenya as she explores four different queens in Scripture. And when you give $35 or more today, we'll send you the Queens of the Bible collection of teachings as our way of saying thank you.
Peer pressure is a powerful thing. The crowd was watching. Bernice was watching. Agrippa was watching. And you know you do stupid things in peer pressure. You'll say you don't like a movie you really like because everybody else says they don't like it. Whatever it is, you'll succumb to the peer pressure.
Get your copy of these special teachings. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer to give online securely today or call 800-922-1888.
Celebrate freedom at the Calvary Church annual community-wide event on July 1st. The Kids Zone opens at 5, the stage starts at 7:30, and the fireworks kick off at 9. Bring the whole family and lawn chairs to enjoy a night of worship, a message by Skip Heitzig, and a fantastic fireworks show, all free from Calvary Church. Freedom Celebration on the Calvary Osuna campus, Friday, July 1st. Freedom Celebration, produced and presented by Calvary Church Albuquerque.
This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Justin Pearson is the lead pastor of Restore Church. He's in studio with Dee Dee Jones and Michelle Rodarte, and they are with Alongside Ministry. They've been partnering down in the International District of Albuquerque now for a short amount of time and seeing some good outcomes, Dee Dee, so far.
Yeah, well, this was our very first, you know, event trying to do this kind of spa day slash boys build it day. So we were just excited about some of the things that we were seeing. We saw that we had a family that came, a couple, and I think they were a kind of leery, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So the dad wanted to go back with the son and kind of check things out.
Sure.
But my understanding is that he was kind of asking about the church and church times and things like that. So our hope is that maybe once we do a couple more of these and then they come, that, you know, they might find a church home.
Yeah. Justin, mm-hmm, you think people are suspicious of church? And I guess in the context of that, I want to know how you share the gospel with somebody that's suspicious of church.
Yeah, I think doing events like these where we're just showing people the love of Christ as we find opportunities to verbally share it, because that's the point, right? But like showing them that we're genuine and there. And so even that dad that Dee Dee mentioned that he just came and hung out and we got to have a conversation with him, show him that we're just, we're normal people who love Jesus. And we want to love on them too and show them the love of Christ. And so I think that's a way just get people's guard down. We don't have crazy ulterior motives. We love Jesus. We want other people to love Jesus, but we also want to love people in that as well.
Justin, your church is named Restore Church. And I'm thinking that means that there are people, doesn't matter what walk of life you're from, doesn't matter if you've been a substance abuser or an adulterer or whatever the sin is, you can be restored. But restoration is way beyond getting healthy. It's also where God uses you in other people's lives. And that is something that sounds like you're teaching at your church.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to not only, because that's the big thing, we're restored to God through faith in Jesus, right? But then he sends us out on his mission, yes, to share the gospel, but also to do good works that he's prepared beforehand, like Ephesians says. And so we get to be a part of that gospel restoration as Jesus is restoring us.
I love it. I love it. Michelle, have you had somebody that you've seen, observed, that has been blessed by the ministry of Alongside?
Oh, definitely. One of the women that I work with is the one that Dee Dee mentioned, who is working on her master's degree. She came into the program when she was about to have her baby, and I started working with her. And I asked Dee Dee, do you think I should ask her if she wants me to be in the room with her, because she didn't have anyone? So she said, sure. And I asked the woman, she said, sure. And she drove herself to the hospital with her little boy that was about 3 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I met her in the room, and like I told you last time, there's no better way to get to know someone up close and personal than being in the delivery room.
No, I've been in the delivery room 5 times. I've seen 5 children born, my 5 children, and I realized I knew less and less about anatomy and physiology with each birth. But it is the coolest thing. I mean, it is amazing. And I do want to use the word ouch because women have to be pretty tough when they have a baby, man. Justin, good thing we don't have to have babies, yep. buddy.
Should I say men would
enough.
Find another way to have babies if they were the ones that had them. Right. But this lady has just been truly blessed, and she's so thankful. And she actually received our first scholarship last year because
That's
she is
neat.
Furthering her education.
So our donors might, or our listeners might become donors and might help you with those scholarships. Because,
that would be great.
Because again, life doesn't stop when you have a baby. You can, mm-hmm. you can be in school. You can be a professional. You can be in a service business. You can do a lot of things. You used the word earlier, Dee Dee, case management. Would you explain to our listeners what case management is?
That's actually a service that we've been able to recently provide. And so we have a person, Abby Avalos, who does case management for us. And what that means is that she is an expert on the different resources that are available in our community in terms of, like, you know, housing or maybe CYFD assistance for daycare, all of those different things that a family may be needing for assistance. She's kind of the expert in that. So it's been really great because if we have a need, we can just reach out to Abby, and she researches and, you know, kind of helps the mentee with maybe the application process or whatever it is that needs to take place. And so we're very excited about being able to offer those services.
Well, I've had the City of Albuquerque Family and Community Services, several people from their organization coming in on the show. And they tell us all kinds of resources that are available. I mean, it's almost like if you don't have a home, all you really need to do is take advantage of some of these services. And you know what? I know that there's I have a couple different organizations that talk about treatment, substance abuse treatment or mental health treatment or any of these different things. But then I have people that are involved in ministry that not only talk about medical aspects of treatment, but then they talk about spiritual transformation. They talk about literally turning your life around. And that's really what your organizations together are doing to help people.
Right. You know, I think I told a story last time I was here about a couple that my husband and I mentor, and we had invited them just to a church event at Christmas time. Sagebrush, and so they were having a big event where they had, like, princesses, uh-huh. right? It was like Disney princesses. So we invited this family with us, and really this was probably the closest to Disneyland that this family is going to get, right? And this was their experience, and they loved it, and so they, you know, we invited them to church. We had that opening because they had come to this event, and their kids had been loved on, right? And so then we were able to invite them to church, and we're sharing our lives together, and, you know, they started coming to church with us, and then there was an altar call one day, and they both went up and accepted the Lord. And so, you know, those are the kinds of things that we're hoping happen from these relationships that we're doing with our mentors and mentees. So
what do you say to people that may have been affected negatively by COVID, maybe still shut in their homes, maybe still nervous about, can God do anything with my life? God can do something with their life, can't he?
Definitely. Definitely.
And are you an example of that, Michelle?
Oh, God's done some amazing things in my life, but we don't have enough time for that. But there's some exciting things that we have seen with the moms and how some of them are just flourishing. Mm. Like I mentioned, the one mom going to school, she was working. She had arranged to take her baby to work with her after she had her for 6 weeks, I think, before she could put her in daycare. And going to UNM, physically going and working, juggling all that. Her son and her daughter have all been affected by COVID. So that threw so many other wrenches into that family, to where she had to miss work if one child was exposed, and it was just kind of a revolving door. So she was very, very frustrated. But she is so positive and just keeps getting up every day and doing what she needs to do. And she will message us and thank us for all of our help. She appreciates it so much. And some people could say, oh, you're just giving out diapers and wipes. It's more than that. What I tell people, we're showing the love of Christ through diapers and wipes.
And think about that, too. I want our listeners to really understand how important diapers and wipes are, because those are not inexpensive.
They're expensive. It's for a mom, it's about a $300 benefit per year that we give them. But it's much more than that. It's the mentorship. I look at it from my point of view, thinking, I wish I had a mentor when I was a single mom. Because
what's something that a woman that maybe doesn't have a good example of a mom or a dad, and she has a baby, how can a mentor help her become a great mom?
Again, like Justin said, like learn leading by example. And they might not have been parented well, so they don't know how to parent well. So we can get them connected with parenting classes. We are working on outcomes, so it could be financial literacy, furthering their education, moving to a safer neighborhood, getting a GED, but also health care for themselves, because moms often put everyone else in front of them. So that's one thing that they can choose, and those outcomes are their choice.
And that ties into the case management. There are health care opportunities available to take care of yourself, but you kind of have to know where to look for those. I don't think it's intended to be complicated, but sometimes it's kind of complicated.
Right.
It is. And like you said, there are many resources out in the community. But again, if you are juggling one or several kids and a job and school and health issues and family problems, it's even more difficult to try to obtain those services or find where you can reach out for help.
Yeah. Justin, when are your services again with Restore?
We meet Sunday afternoons at 4:30 p.m.
Okay. And tell us your address and everything again.
We're at 136 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast, 87108. We're right across from the Downs Racetrack. When we meet Sunday afternoons.
Yeah. And which is actually kind of an unusual time.
It is.
Most people going in the mornings. And I'm thinking that there might be some people interested in ministry that might want to go to their church in the morning and check you guys out in the afternoon and see what's going on over there.
You know, it's been a real blessing for us. We're a small church plant, pretty new, and we've had people who have. They've gone to their church in the mornings, and they've supported us in the afternoon. We've had worship leaders consistently come and help with us, and kids ministry volunteers come. They go to their church in the morning, and then they come help us in the afternoon. Or just come join us for service.
Yes. Dee Dee, alongside ministry is exactly what it is. You come alongside people, and that's really a long-suffering, I'm in this relationship for a long time kind of thing.
Right.
Talk to us about what your volunteers are committing to do when they do it.
Well, we ask that people commit to a year, but what we're hoping is that these are relationships that continue past that year commitment. And, for the most part, I think they are. And that was one of the wonderful things about this ministry or this event that we had, is we had an age limit for the boys. You had to be older than 3 to participate in it. So we had moms come who were kind of the original signups for Alongside. And I hadn't seen them. So for a couple of years. So I'd met them maybe when they were pregnant, or I'd met them when they first had their baby. And now their child is now 3 and almost 4 years old. And it was really wonderful to see that and just to kind of hear their stories about how the ministry has touched their lives and how they continue with their mentors and how they're sharing and doing life together.
Yeah.
It's just the picture that God gave me. And so I was so excited to see, that it's working, and just women reporting how blessed they are to have that support.
You said something during the break that all churches ought to be doing this. Will you help them learn how to do it?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things, it's kind of astounding to me is some of the research that's been done by CareNet. And, they were talking, I think they did a survey of women who had had abortions. And I think in their survey, I think it was 4 in 10 women indicated they had had an abortion while they were attending church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, goodness, what if our churches really made outreach to single moms, not just with, outside the walls of church, but inside the walls of church to single moms. So I feel like we have a lot of programs that are maybe designed for women's ministry that are, really kind of targeted to Bible studies and things like that for women with support.
Which Bible studies don't hurt, but a lot of these young women or maybe even older women. Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
Real quick, Jim, we have our fundraiser coming up, so if everyone would please save the date. It'll be Friday, September 16th, and we will have all the details coming soon. Our phone number is 505-750-7871. Give us a call if you have any questions.
Thank you all for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.